The younger people in this morning's church congregation will find this much more familiar, but I think all of us can relate to this very common human experience of when we were kids, and your parents, usually your mom, but perhaps your dad, annoyingly and abrasively say, "Hi, honey, say hi. Make sure you shake their hand. You have to look at them in the eye." And they would do it in front of the person that you're supposed to say hi to, as if that's polite. But all parents do it. I don't know why. Say hi. It's this odd thing that when parents raise their kids, why would you do it beforehand? Do it right in the middle of the situation to bring awkwardness to this interaction between the 8-year-old and the 9-year-old's first encounter with perhaps a great aunt, a new neighbor, a coworker of the parent, a stranger, whoever it might be. Parents have this will in them to make sure that their kids are polite, courteous, kind human beings, that they interact with people, that they don't ignore the presence of others. There's a certain goodness to that. You're not going to disagree, those of you who are parents. I'm not going to disagree. I'm not sure why in the heat of the moment they say that. But their intention is very well founded. And parents do these sorts of things for good reason. Human experience. It's common sense that when somebody is in your presence, you acknowledge who they are. And it's no different with our Lord. But with our Lord, there's something a little different. I don't know about you, but for me, in my life, from the earliest of years until now, in my young adulthood, I have never met a person on the street, in my family, in school, at work, in my priesthood, that when I met them, I wanted to forget everything, quit my job, and follow him or her around. Maybe you have. I doubt it. But James, John, Peter, and Andrew did just that in today's gospel. They meet a person, and this person is so attractive, so charismatic, so inviting, so transforming, that they stop what they're doing. They don't just shake their hand. They just don't engage them. They stop what they're doing and follow him. But the lives of the saints tell us, and I think your life, if it's like mine, tells the same thing. We don't do that with God. And amazingly, but sometimes sinfully, with all due respect to you and to my moral life, we often treat God not as somebody, but as something. Do you ever ask yourself how polite you are with God? Do you ever ask yourself if you've shaken his hand, if you've given him a wink, if you've hugged him before? Have you ever sent God a letter to tell him how much you're thinking of him? Now, some of you might think, that's crazy, it's God. He's not going to read it, he's in heaven. Why not? How often do we bring the context? How often do we bring the virtues, the habits, the polite ways of the American people, of Southwestern, good old-fashioned Germans or Norwegians? How often do we bring that to our relationship with God? There are some things in your marriages you would never think of doing. You're always going to say good morning to your spouse. You're always going to say good night to your spouse. You're always going to make sure that your children are safe. You're going to feed them every day. There are things in our relationships, especially with kin, family, but also with friendships, that we always will do from human to human, because that's just what you do. But why don't we carry that attitude with God? The teaching of today's gospel is not so much about sanctification. It's about that R word. It's about repentance. And repentance means change. But it means change for somebody, not for something. And I think too often in our lives of faith, you and me, we relate, we talk to, we pray to, we understand God as this thing, rather as this person. And with the four men today, and these hired men who are unnamed, they met Jesus as a person. Now, we're dogged, right? Because if Jesus were to walk in here, that'd be a game changer. We don't have that luck. We don't have that fortune. We don't have that blessing. But we do have something that these guys didn't have. Folks, remember. Friends, remember. They had no clue Jesus was God at this point. They had no idea he was going to die, rise from the dead, and open heaven. We have all of that history behind us. They don't have the truth. They had mystery. We have truth that what God does works. So, in your daily interactions with people, in your relationships with your spouse, with your friends, with your children, with your coworkers, with the acquaintance that you see driving to work, whoever it might be, you know they give you something back. They move your heart and your mind to do something. That's why you do it to them. It might be the hello. It might be a cup of coffee. It might be a hug. It might be a kiss. Where is that with God in Jesus Christ? And here's where the gospel gets a little judgmental. Things need to change. So if you've been praying, and I've been praying the same way my whole life, like last year I had the same rote prayers, go to the Mass the same amount of time, just kind of do the same thing, well then God is something. He's not somebody. Don't take it from me. Talk to a married couple. A year in, even better yet, 35, 40 years in. 40 years with the same person. Day after day after day. I curl my lips because those spouses will tell you that their way of love, their way of relating, and their way of communicating changes time and time and time again. Because they love, and love grows. And if love grows, hearts change. And so logically, friends, it has to be with our relationship with Jesus. Usually in life, it goes up and down. Some years we're on fire. Other years, I don't really want to go to Mass. Some of you might not remember the last time you prayed outside of a church. Some of you are in a church every day. Regardless of where you're at, today's gospel makes us ask ourselves the question, does my relationship with God move, change, and bend like it does with other people in my life? But the difference, right? The main difference with this person, not this thing, is that his response is the best we can ever have. It's a response of giving us heaven.